Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's me, Steely Dan, and if it's a Sunday, I'm locked into the Irrelevant Show, right here on WMUC-FM, College Park, 90.5 FM. Don't lose that number.
That is irrelevant.
I'm Helen Razor, but that's deeply irrelevant. What is relevant is that you're listening to
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
What's that frequency again, dear?
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
I told you, Helen. And what is relevant is that you're not listening to that other crap. So well done.
This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may detect an occasional surface noise or volume drop due to transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
Activate big screen.
Activate big screen.
Activate the screen.
Listen. What do you hear?
It sounds like a million mad clocks.
Sometimes clocks come to life. Let's listen.
All right. Here we go. A one, a two, a three, a four.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives.
We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not.
You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here.
What is the nature of time?
Suppose I told you that time itself doesn't exist. But what if I were to tell you that the past and the future are the same?
In the past.
In the past.
The past is gone.
Is it?
All of us watch the screen in eager anticipation.
Suppose the past and the present are two separate time cycles, coexisting, coiling about us concurrently.
It's hard to believe.
Then all one need do is cause a slight tilt. Tilted one way, the present would slide into the past. Tilted the other, the past would tumble into the present, and with it would come past things as they were before they died.
For as there can be no life without purpose, so life itself is meaningless. Without our debt. We inquired into the very nature of the fabric of time itself.
All material objects and space and time are an illusion.
When you say that you don't even know whether we're going farther back in time or into the future?
I don't know whether we're going farther back into time.
Now cut that out!
And remember, my friend, these future events will affect you. Women will decorate their breasts with startling colors, while men will decorate their genitals. In the future, it will be highly possible to have a brain transplant by vending machine. Subdued colors will be used in the cloth, but riotous colors will be painted on your body. When someone pays admission, they will not tolerate entertainment. They will demand and receive 100% entertainment, as this is the only thing that entertainment will tolerate. Or a comedian will be entertainment, and entertainment alone. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and be amused at the future. The future is in your hands.
What's all this nonsense about back in time?
It's impossible to go back in time. You can't turn back the clock. Today is today, and yesterday is gone forever. And that's the way the clock ticks.
What controls the ticking of a watch? We'll begin with this part, the mainspring and barrel assembly. Here is a wheel called an escape wheel. Here is a winding stem with gears and a click to keep the spring from unwinding. Look at the gears a moment and see what they do. This is the mainspring. We need this odd anchor-shaped lever called a pallet. It can be mounted so that when we move the pallet back and forth, we can apply a series of impulses to the jewel pin to keep the balance wheel in motion. Back and forth, the balance wheel swings. Let's see how these work together.
I'm a quack. I should be able to tell time. Well, I think I know what I could do. I'll count the ticks. Let's see now. Now, how many ticks are there between 8 o'clock at night and 5 o'clock in the morning? Let me see. There's 60 minutes to an hour. At 60 times 60 is 3,600 ticks to an hour. And 9 hours from 8 to 5 o'clock, that'll be 6 times 8 is 48. Move the 7 over where the 0 was and multiply the 0 by 8 times 3. And put the 0 over where the 7 was, and that comes to 32,400 ticks. Gee, that's a lot of ticks. I better get started. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7...
8, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Look.
Time travel really worth all this?
Would you be willing to go back?
Now stand back. I'm going to reverse the electron spin. Yes,
sir. Reaching the speed of light, you're going back in time.
All too soon, we will return to mindless dust, leaving these mysteries behind. We struck a balance between these two great universal forces, the past and the future.
You don't understand.
It is you who do not understand.
Where this big round one is going? And the little square one here says tick, tick, tick. And this little teeny one is sort of doing a switch on tick, tick. It's a sort of talk, talk.
The process involved would not be understandable to a race as young as yours, Were there time left to me to explain? Our city was plucked out of time. Yours is the task. Replace the sphere within the mechanism.
You are right in assuming we do not understand.
This mechanism! Where is it? What is it?
You will know it. For it is the symbol of time, universal to all races.
Tickety-Talk knows how to tell time now. He counts his ticks. Oh, yes, that's the way clocks tell time. If you listen very carefully, you can hear your clock counting his ticks.
Five.
Just six, like Tickety-Talk.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17,
18. I work for the clock. Down near the lower rung of the ladder. Just beneath the group of cocks. Making decisions they think matter. I ain't paid for my production. And I ain't paid for repetition. It must be for when I'm stuck in some warehouse, some truck, sweating like the ocean.
To help your child make the best use of this videotape, cut out the clock face and hands on the box and assemble them into a cardboard clock. That will make learning to tell time even more fun.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Time. You know, even when you're small, it's a good idea to know what time it is. So I made up this little dance to help you learn how to tell time. It's called the Time Dance, and it's a whole lot of fun. Well, just take some time, come along with me, 'cause I'm Dr. Time, and I'm here to see that you learn a little bit about the reason and rhyme of a thing that we call telling time. Come on, everybody, let's do the Time Dance. Yeah! Now you know a little more about telling time. The thing to remember is this. When the big hand's on the 12, all you have to do is look at where the little hand's pointing to. Doesn't matter if it's 12, 3, 6, or 9. You're doing all right and you're telling time. Now everybody around the block one more time. And when you finish, fall down on the floor. It doesn't matter if it's 12, 3, 6, or 9. You're doing all right and you're telling time. And that's the Time Dance. Oh, you all did good! The Time Dance! I'll see ya! Goodbye! That's the time!
Rescue Dr. Time.
Scientific people know very well that time is only a kind of space. We can move forward and backward in time, just as we can move forward and backward in space. To prove this theory, I invented a machine to travel through time. If you pressed one lever, the machine went back into the past. If you pressed the other lever, the machine glided forward into the future. With this machine, I set out to explore time.
Well, early man didn't regulate his habits to a clock. All animals, including man, and plants too, have a built-in time sense.
I didn't know that.
The idea of time is so much part of our habits that if we're really to look at it or think about it objectively, perhaps we'd better create a new atmosphere of thinking. And for a new atmosphere, suppose we take an imaginary trip into the vast universe of stars and planets, galaxies and meteors. Internal clocks.
Internal clocks?
That's right. Interested?
We have an unexpected clue as to the workings of time on the very long scale. It is the principle of entropy. The principle says that the natural state of things is diffuse, chaotic, disordered. And with every passing moment, the universe as a whole is becoming more disordered. Entropy means that an orderly little drop of ink will diffuse into a billion parts at the first opportunity. Entropy means that the air in your room will remain in the most disordered state possible. It will never gather together under your bed and leave you to suffocate. It means that every rock and every planet is slowly disintegrating. Everything in the universe is gradually slowing down.
For us, there is a continually moving point in time which we call now. This now separates the past from the future. It is always now. Time is a long string of nows which stops abruptly at the present.
Looking back on them, we see these nows as instants in time and as points in our movement through space.
This clock, or biological timer, determines the seasons by the changing lengths of day and night, particularly the periods of darkness.
Darkness?
Yes.
Good heavens, man, what happened to you?
Well, you in a wreck, you look a fright.
I have just traveled through time.
You don't actually expect us to believe that you have traveled into the future with that nickel and ivory contraption you showed us last week?
What time is it? I could tell you it's 9:02 p.m., but your time may vary, depending on where and when you are. For most of us, time is a set of numbers we use to gauge our days. We live our lives by the clock, waking up, racing to work, going to bed, and on and on. It wasn't always like that. When I was a kid, summers were timeless. I had no particular place to be, no appointments to be kept. My days were bounded only by the position of the sun. Time didn't matter so much back then. Now my life is a race against time. But what am I racing against? Is time a real thing built into the universe? Or is it just an abstraction, something we humans created to keep our civilizations running? For the answer, we have to ask a deceptively simple question. What is time?
Some animals, like the hamster, also have a continuous clock. The hamster's daily cycle is broken into definite periods.
For a man whose life is less than a century, a billion years is a very long time. And a billionth of a second is inconceivably brief.
And after we get the clock set, we'll get a calendar. But one thing at a time.
Yes, sir.
Just explain to him
that we need to know the time to eat, to sleep, and so forth. Just any time won't do.
Happy Daylight Savings Time.
Saving.
Daylight Savings Time is today?
Saving, and it started yesterday.
Well, I set my watch back for Daylight Savings Time.
Saving, not saving.
You set your watch the wrong way.
It's neither a plural nor a possessive.
Did you see his nonsense about the Daylight Savings?
Mr. Speaker, Daylight Saving, not plural. Time. Something like ending Daylight Savings Time?
Daylight Savings Time.
From the moment we control time, we control people.
Of course, when we talk about backwards time, we're usually speaking of a rather specialized interaction among electrons, positrons, and gamma rays. The actual backwards direction of time only takes place for tiny fractions of seconds in localized points in space. It's not at all like the dramatic reversals of time found in science fiction.
This man is about to be dropped a height of a 12-story building. All to explore our experience of time.
Sir, are we ready to set the clock? Very well. Let the clock be set.
Yes, sir. But where will I put the hands?
Well, what time is it?
At daylight, I started making the last adjustments on my time machine. I gave it a last tap, tried all the screws again, and put in a final drop of oil. I climbed up, sat in the saddle, and took the starting lever in my hand. I suppose I felt like a man who holds a pistol to his skull, wondering what will come next.
Quite a piece of machinery, isn't it?
Yes, it is. What is it?
A hairspring and balance wheel of a watch in slow motion.
Oh, a sort of portable pendulum. Real pendulums work only when they hang straight down, so they're no good for watches or portable clocks. But this mechanism gives a constant rhythm in any position. At each turn of the balance wheel, the escapement mechanism releases the locking of an escapement lever, ticking off the constant rhythm you need to measure time. The first watches were pretty, but not very accurate.
A billionth of a second is called a nanosecond. In the time it takes a firecracker to explode, a million nanoseconds go by.
Here is Dr. Anton Lang, plant physiologist and director of Erhardt Laboratory, who has been experimenting with the timing mechanism of the cocklebur plant. The autumn flowering cocklebur needs about 8.5 hours of continuous darkness to flower. As autumn comes, the nights get longer. When they get long enough for the plant's timer to tick off 8.5 hours of darkness, the flowering begins. Suppose we use the Earthscope screen. Bring the Earth into focus. See what time it is down there.
Is that the correct time?
It is for London, England.
But what time is it?
They call it noon. That also happens at what they call midnight.
Well, is midnight before or after noon?
12 hours after or 12 hours before. It all depends.
On what?
Whether you're talking about yesterday or tomorrow.
So far, we have considered time moving forward uniformly, unchanging throughout the universe. But is it possible that there are worlds in which an event taking place in 1 second on Earth might stretch out to eternities?
In 1761, after years of experimenting, an English clockmaker, John Harrison, developed the first really accurate portable timekeeper. It was off less than 2 minutes after a 5 months voyage. The accuracy of the ship's clock, or chronometer as it's now called, enabled man to navigate any waters,
and encourage sailors to explore the seas all over the Earth.
If we make a clock tick off 86,400 units every 24 hours, we should have a dependable regular second.
The clocks go up 1 hour tonight. Do not forget to set your clock ahead 1 hour, or you'll be late for church. You won't be late for church, do you? I'm so happy Daylight Savings Time's here. I don't even care about that hour. It can go. This March has been terrible. Actually, the whole year's been pretty bad. So, I don't care. Let's move it up. Let's not just stop at an hour. Let's move it up 6 months or a year. I'll be happy with that.
We have talked about very long periods of time, and we've talked about very short periods of time. But now we aren't talking about anything. Or rather, what we're talking about now is now. How long is now? A billionth of a second? A trillionth of a second? When it's now on Earth, is it now throughout Andromeda Galaxy? Have you ever left now?
Well, that's certainly accurate. But if clocks are set by radio signals, and radio signals are set by quartz crystal clocks. How do they set the quartz crystal clocks?
By the master clock, which is the turning Earth itself.
At first, I moved the advance lever ever so slightly. Had anything happened? For a moment, I suspected my mind had tricked me. I looked at the clock. I had moved ahead 5 hours. Then I drew a breath, set my teeth, gripped the starting lever with both hands, pushed it to its extreme position, and went flying off into time. Day went into night, and in another moment it was tomorrow. The change from night to day was like the flapping of a great black wing. The sensations of time traveling were excessively unpleasant. It was a feeling of helpless, headlong motion. And I felt the same horrible anticipation of an imminent smash. I went on, still gaining velocity. The landscape was misty and vague, so I slowed down. I was in the same place, only the time had changed. I advanced the rate of speed again. The little hands on the dials raced around faster and faster. I thought, how exciting to be traveling in the future. What wonderful advances man must have made in all these years. Then I resolved to stop. I grabbed the lever.
How long is now?
Shut up! You don't believe me, do you? You want to see all these kids killed, don't you? Now stand still! For the last time, I'm giving the orders around here. And we're all gonna stand here and listen to the music. And we're gonna keep listening until I say to stop. It's my party now. You're all invited to stay. You hear me?
Hey, fellow listeners. It's me, Elton Jim. I'm listening to The Irrelevant Show with you right now. Me and you love to listen live every Sunday. Right here on WMUC-FM, College Park.
Young heart
Some people here commenting on our appearance is because they don't understand that we're 5 years ahead of our time. I'll sing you a song about it right now. I'm leaving everyone so far behind. So don't waste any time, girl. Step inside my mind. I'm 5 years ahead of my time. Look into my mind. Look ahead, don't look behind. I'm 5 years ahead of my time. And I'm doing exactly what I want to. Society don't mess with my mind. So if you love me, baby, well, come along with me. I'm 5 years ahead of my time. Look into my mind. Look ahead, don't look behind. I'm 5 years ahead of my time. Mystery. So don't waste any time, girl. Step inside my mind. I'm 5 years ahead of my time. Look into my mind. Look ahead, don't look behind. I'm 5 years ahead of my time.
It's about time, it's about space, about two men in the strangest place. It's about time, it's about flight, traveling faster than the speed of light. Here is their tale of the brave crew. As through the barrier of time they flew, past the fighting Minutemen, past an armored knight, past a Roman warrior, to this ancient site. It's about James, he's been to about a time when the earth was new. Where do they see what is in sight? Is it good luck or is it good night? It's about two astronauts. It's about their fate. It's about a woman and her prehistoric mate. And now
the
harvest dance. Dance with them all but me, saying I've lost my chance. Your friends laughed at me, so you did too. The time marches on without you. Time marches on without you. Time marches on without you. Now I'm traveling too fast. Tears in my eyes. The road is slick. The car stops to slide. The tires squeal. The road stops to spin. But now I don't want to never be here again.
Imagine no
It's easy if you try. It's even easier to achieve. All you got to do is die. Time and space together make a reality we think we comprehend. Consciousness of paradise is how time and space reach their end. Imagine no beginning. Imagine there's no end. Imagination is consciousness. Imagination is how we ascend.
I believe that art is the only form of activity in which man, as man, shows himself to be a true individual and is capable of going beyond the animal state, because art is an outlet towards regions which are not ruled by time and space.
I presume.
You'll see. Things are quite different here.
very old place.
There's a clock in the walls. We don't know what it does, except something horrible.
So, you've told Lewis everything?
Well, not everything. Have a look around. You're perfectly safe.
That's safe?
As long as it's fed.
Don't let your time pass you by. Don't let your time ever pass you by. And don't ever get stuck with that stupid word, why. I never have liked that word. Never. Never. Well, I'll tell you that a frog ain't afraid to take a leap. And a chicken ain't afraid to peep. A jerk ain't afraid to be a creep. They know the time is now. Now. Is more. You are the star of my apple core. You drill me down to my very, very core, darling. And come on and think about us. And come on, think about the two of us. Come on, you and me, you and I, the two of us. Come on. Let's put apples in the lemon pie and put more rainbows in our blue sky. And don't ever let this time pass us on by. I like your nose, I like your eyes. A bunny ain't afraid to hop. A pig ain't afraid of no slop. Pancake ain't afraid to flip or flop. They know the time is now. And more of more of more and more of more. Well, that's a good plan. And you are the star of my solar system. Damn, I love you so much. And this is our day to stay. And this is our day to have our say. And our say is to say hip, 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 hooray. For you and I, the two of us. And what you want, I want too. And you make my life so brand new. Without a question, without a doubt, it's a good thing. And what you want, so do I. You make me a brand new guy. No need for the word why. It's a sure thing, darling. Sure enough, all is sure. What we have will endure and endure. You are my favorite cure. So glad you're you, you. So glad that you are who you are, and what we have will go far. I know it will. So glad we're us. Us.
so. Your heart, I did less so. And what we have will endure and endure. I'm so glad you're you. I'm so glad we're us. Let's put more chocolate in our chocolate cake. And let's go swimming in a chocolate lake. And the time is now, for goodness sake. And I like your smile, I like your nose, I like your face. I like your toes, I like your eyes. I like everything about you, darling. And I like that dress you got last week, darling. Yeah. But don't let your time ever pass you by. And don't let our time pass us on by. And don't get stuck with that damn word why. Not when I know we can, when I know we will. Come on, give it a try. The day is ours.
Hey, can you hear me down here? Is it pinging up there? Hey, everybody. You're tuned to WMUCFM College Park. It's another edition of The Irrelevant Show. I am actually broadcasting it remotely from, this is Little Benny's Rolex submarine. It's a submarine that is actually a Rolex watch. It's a giant Rolex watch. And it has, hands and all that. It's a gold Rolex submarine watch. It actually tells time. And it has an internal metronome that is actually underwater. That's what we're listening to. And we've got Little Benny in the background. He's a prankster. You would too if you had a Rolex submarine. You'd be probably a pretty eccentric character. And twice a year he makes a venture out here to the underwater metronome for worship of the time. Whether it's going forward like we just did or backwards, it doesn't affect us down here in the Rolex submarine. Is that right, Little Benny? It doesn't affect us down here in the Rolex submarine, right?
That is correct.
So we're about 2,000 fathoms down, and it's a Rolex submarine. I mean, literally, it says a Rolex, and it has like a watch band, not a, you know, a band that plays music. I think they do have a band that plays music called the Watch Band, but this is a pretty unique experience for me because, for one thing, there's no way a crying, screaming baby is going to find me here. So this is a sanctuary for my remotes, because I always find the crying baby wherever I go. But we began today, or I began, with Special Ed, Cut Up on Time. Then we heard Ghost Rider, Clock was the name of the track from his Darkest Hour album. We heard Dr. Time sang us a song. We heard a mashup with a bunch of stuff relating to time cut up into little chunks and then repurposed to feed back to you as the Fiend soundtrack, movie soundtrack, played in the background, and some Carolina as well. And then it abruptly went into the Chambers Brothers classic track, Time Has Come. That went into The Cramps, 5 years ahead of my time. That was a live version. And Little Benny, who did the... What was that a cover song of? Who did the original?
Third Bardo
did the original of that song. 5 years ahead of my time. I gotta seek out the original of that. Then we heard the... if you're old like me, you know about a show called It's About Time. And we heard the opening theme to that. That went into the Whiskey Daredevils... Time Marches On, from their The Whiskey Daredevils album. That went into Rob K giving us Space Time from the Paradise Garage album. Black Flag gave us Forever Time from the